Good afternoon. Three children have been killed and two women seriously injured in an accident on the M6 motorway today. It happened just before lunchtime when their vehicle left the road, closing part of the route through Staffordshire in both directions. Judith Moritz reports. The Queen has used her Christmas message to reflect on a year of major events in the UK, saying she was humbled by the public response to her Diamond Jubilee. In her annual broadcast, she's also touched on the Olympics and Paralympics, paying tribute to the athletes and the volunteers. For the first time this year, the speech has been broadcast in 3D. Here's our royal correspondent, Nicholas Witchell. Well, in his Christmas address, the leader of the Roman Catholic Church in England and Wales has attacked the government's proposals on gay marriage. The Archbishop of Westminster, Vincent Nicholls, said the process has been undemocratic and shambolic. Our religious affairs correspondent, Robert Piggott, reports. Well, as you heard a moment ago, Prince Harry is not with the royal family this Christmas. Instead, he is one of the thousands of soldiers celebrating in Afghanistan. Our defence correspondent Jonathan Beale reports now on their Christmas, far from family and loved ones. And that's it for now. The late news here on BBC One is at 10:45 tonight. Until then, from all of us here at BBC Television Centre, Happy Christmas.